Happy Tuesday, everybody. April. What day is it? April 28th, right? Tuesday? It's Tuesday, right? I don't know. Every day is like they all run together, right? It's getting crazy. Say hi to everybody out there on your favorite podcast and also on patreon.com/truepundit, where we do the video of the podcast, which is going good. A lot of great feedback on that. Thanks to everybody out there on patreon.com/truepundit. I'm making good inroads and a lot of headway with this podcast. Psyched about. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes I'll be able to share with you at a later date, hopefully relatively soon, about, because the numbers are just crazy, out of control. Hopefully they continue to do well and we continue to grow. And a lot of that's up to you folks out there. Hopefully the stuff that we're talking about and is resonating on the daily news cast today, like pain in the morning. I always want to say morning pain because of the news recently should be called morning pain because it's very painful news. But and we have another podcast coming on Wednesday morning, the major podcast coming on Wednesday, and we'll also do a pain in the morning on Wednesday news. So try not to get too mixed up. A lot of stuff breaking today, and a lot of things to talk about. We have some, I think, more bombs to drop on Wednesday, and we could drop them as early as Tuesday night on patreon.com/truepundit, and then get into it more on Wednesday in the podcast. And then later on Wednesday, I'm supposed to be on Charles Ortel's Closing In, and that's on YouTube with Crowdsource the Truth. So there's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about. It's getting wild. And right before we start today's news, I had some fun Monday night slamming the quote-unquote right-wing media. And we've been beating up on them a little bit because now everybody's on the Flynn is going to be cleared train, bandwagon. And today I was reading in different, but I'm not even going to name the places, okay, because it's like not worth picking a fight with these people because they've been asleep for literally for years compared to the stories we've been breaking on True Pundit. But today, and if you follow me on Twitter, you're keeping up with this. We're having some fun with it. Exactly. And I've said it on the podcast too, and exactly citing the number of days that we've been out in front of these dopes, these bought and paid for dopes. Today's what I saw stories that were saying, Oh, it looks like, General Flynn was coerced into a plea deal. They threatened his son. And I'm thinking, and it's just mad retweets, thousands of retweets with these dopes. And sometimes I wonder, I guess people just get excited and they retweet stuff. But, and there are a few people now that are calling these other reporters out and saying, yo, this stuff is ancient history. This is like Jurassic era, right? They call it breaking news. It's getting crazy. So we had some fun tonight. I said, with the story, it says, suddenly the media realizes Mueller and the FBI illegally railroaded General Flynn into bogus plea deal. True Pundit told you that 713 days ago. I mean, who are these? I mean, in all seriousness, right? These guys are like bankrolled. I say the right-wing media and the beautiful people in the right-wing media. They're bankrolled by billionaires, okay? And now they're coming off the sidelines, right? How bad are you at your jobs when a few dudes from Philly with no investors and no billionaire cash scoop you time and time again? Uber is hiring. it's just, it's funny. We keep doing what we're doing, and we're getting some props from people. And I appreciate when people point that out. Hey, this stuff was broken a long time ago by True Pundit. A lot of the stuff we've done on Flynn. And we were, and people said, well, you haven't really done much on Flynn lately. And I said, we were out in front of everybody by years. What more is there to do until something develops in his situation? We stay on top of that too. But when you've already beaten everybody by years, we talked about 3 years, 2 years, you know, on a number of stories and with Flynn. And it's not going unnoticed in his camp either. And I'll just keep it at that. They know who was ahead and who was breaking what. So I just have, sometimes I have a little fun with these people, and I do a like upset, fuming shtick on Twitter. Like, what's the matter with you people? You're hobos. You're bums. And, part of it, I think, people understand I'm just having fun with these other people. And they, I don't understand it. Nobody could be this bad at their job, guys, in the media. It has to be done on purpose. They withhold stuff. You know, if it was for the up to the beautiful people in the media, the right-wing media, all these darlings and stuff that you see, a lot of them you see on TV and stuff, Flynn would already be in jail. They didn't care about Flynn for a long time. They didn't care about him. We broke stories. They were like, yeah, right. You guys are fake news. Yeah, right. Anyway, let's start out. I wish I could tell you guys what's going on with the show in the background, but we'll just wait until things develop and everything goes well. But I'm excited about what's happening. And then tomorrow night, or actually tonight, Tuesday night, we got More Pain show. Yeah, I keep talking about we're going to break it Tuesday night. It's tonight. More Pain show on patreon.com/TruePundit. I'm getting good at the plugs. I have a lot to learn. People are telling me, you don't. I said, I think I plug my stuff too much. You know, they said, no, actually you don't. I'm talking to these ad people today, and they're like, you're having 2-hour podcasts, and you plug yourself once or twice. That's not good. You need to remind people where they can find you and how they can throw you a bone, and if they like what you're doing, how they can support you. And I'm like, I always feel kind of guilty. Like, don't feel guilty. Just do it. So, okay. I'm doing it. First story, and here we go back again, right, to the food supply. This, I told you, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, this is going to turn into a big story. And I've been almost like, you know, over, maybe overemphasizing, hey, go out and get some beef and some meat. It's like, no, I'm not Robert Mitchum, and I'm not, I'm not sponsored by the pork lobby, but. Headline, food supply chain is breaking. Tyson Foods chairman says as processing plants continue to close, the chairman of Tyson Foods, John H. Tyson, has issued a stark warning to Americans following the shuttering of multiple meat processing plants across the country. I have to check everything, make sure everything's recording. And it, quote, in addition to meat shortages, this is a serious food waste issue. We talked about that on here, Tyson claimed. Quote, farmers across the nation will not have anywhere to sell their livestock to be processed when they could have fed the nation. Millions of animals, chickens, pigs, and cattle will be depopulated because of the closure of our processing facilities. The food supply chain is breaking. Depopulated. That's like saying Bill Clinton hooked up on his prom night. Quote unquote, hooked up. Depopulated means destroyed and lost in the food supply chain. Well, some people say, well, the animals are going to be destroyed anyhow. I don't know what your problem is. Yeah, but they're destroyed and they're sold. The meat's sold. This, in many cases, it's destroyed and the meat is discarded, or the what's left of the the hogs, the steer, the chicken are discarded. We just learned today, I don't know if even if it's in the news. I don't look at this stuff. They prep it for me, and then I read it, like, literally raw. There's no cue cards. There's none of that stuff. But they killed 2 million chickens today in Delaware. Got a lot of people down in southern Delaware. They call that slower lower. Slower lower Delaware. You can figure out why they call it that. But it's particularly vicious. Even the people in northern Delaware and the territory of Mr. Biden and his crew would refer to that as slower lower. A representative of Tyson's Food said on Monday that its facilities were currently running at reduced levels of production and were working hard to remain open. But if it's the right decision to shut more facilities, they will do so. Here's the deal, right? What's going to happen? Where are you going to get the food? Now this opens the gateway. Like, we were way on here on the More Pain show. More Pain? No, I get my shows mixed up. On the Pain in the Morning show, remembering all these shows is becoming a pain in the ass as we continue to grow. On the Pain in the Morning show, we've been talking about this was going to happen. The food shortages and contraction, as they call it. I call it just plain old slaughtered animals, right? And meat shortages and runs on meat. We talked about this becoming a reality, right? And now I'm going to introduce another concept. How are we going to, that I think will be developing as weeks come, future weeks unfold. How are we going to make up for this, these meat shortages and these food shortages? Enter foreign meats. Enter dependence on foreign food. In Southern Chester County, you know, the mushroom capitals of the world, none of the mushroom houses are operating because of Governor Wolf has closed down the state. And so where are the mushrooms coming from? The mushrooms are coming in from China. People still want their mushrooms. They're not coming out of PA. So now they're coming out of China. So you're going to see the dependence on foreign food coming in here, foreign beef from China and whatever the hell else. And then good luck with getting that stuff. And, you know, how many pounds of bleach they soak that in while it's in an ocean container coming over here. I mean, good luck with that. Yikes. You want to talk about more viruses? Oh, man. Here it is. Here's the story. Headline, millions of chickens to be slaughtered as U.S. on brink of meat shortage. I was just going from my memory of the news I read earlier today on my own. Poultry processing plant in Delaware has made the difficult but necessary decision to kill 2 million chickens as worker shortages push the U.S. meat supply chain towards a breaking point. Delmarva Poultry Industry, Inc., a cooperative that works with some 1,300 farmers, said it looked at all other options, including allowing another chicken company to transport and process the chickens and taking a partially processed product to rendering facilities to utilize for other animal feed. But instead, it just decided on killing them. It's a small percentage of the 609 million chickens that Delmarva's farmers raised in 2019. But the interruption highlights a problem facing meat producers across the United States. Meat slaughtering operations can only be so automated. Yikes. This is... We're getting into bad things here, folks. And I know the folks in D.C. are ready to turn the light switch back on in some of the states, but these problems won't go away with the flick of a light switch, some bureaucratic light switch. These are the problems that stupid politicians who sell fear, these are the problems they create for the whole country. These are the problems that some dopes in New York, which was hit specifically very hard. I'm not besmirching them for that, but the rest of the country has to suffer because of decisions that were made by certain states like New York and California that were the first to close. And fucking Harvard was the first to close, one of the first colleges to close. Wait till you find out what comes out about this place. They might be permanently closed when we're done with their simple asses. And that's all I'm going to say for now. Hint, hint. Remember yesterday on the podcast, yesterday on Pain in the Morning, I said, why doesn't anybody look at Harvard? Well, whenever I drop stuff like that, it's a little poker tell to let you know that other people may not have been looking at it, but we are. And there's a lot of stuff that's going to come out about that place. And some of it may just come out this week. You don't know. You never know what's going to happen here. True pundit. Thomas Paine podcast could get crazy. More Paine show on patreon.com/truepundit. You're not going to want to miss that one tomorrow. Ooh-wee. I played the Gap Bands. You dropped a bomb on me earlier. I just dropped it a few hours ago on Twitter, and I didn't say anything. I just put the clip up. People understand what I'm saying. I don't have to say anything anymore. I just like to drop little things like that when I'm in a good little mood, when we have these, when the intel is flowing, and it's flowing really well. Okay, back to the chickens. Speaking of bureaucrats, speaking of liberal bureaucrats, back to the slaughtering chicken story. According to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the amount of frozen pork in stores dropped 4% from March to April. Slaughterhouses, meanwhile, processed 25% less meat, while 400,000 animals wait in a backlog as plants work at lower capacities. You got 400,000 animals waiting to become on your dinner table. And probably will never make it. New headline. Public companies took far more small business loans than first thought. On True Pundit earlier tonight, we moved the story saying the LA Lakers got $4.6 million of the PPP that was set for small businesses that were, strapped in bad shape. Good thing the LA Lakers got $4.6 million. Why the fuck would those hobos even apply for? Are they considered a small business? No, I don't think so. But they applied for it. And guess what? They got busted. And now they're going to give it back. Right? We're going to give it back. Oh, thanks a lot. You just took $4.6 million that could have been divvied up to somebody else. Guys actually think that they're going to give it back. Okay, so what if they do? It goes back into some account. You think the people that got denied for loans are suddenly going to get notified? Oh, guess what? Well, you get a new loan. It never works that way. The government is running these programs. These people are not thorough. They're not good at their jobs. If they were good at their jobs, okay, LeBron James and his pals would have never got the money in the first place. There's no controls. They're proving there's no controls on the spending. There's no controls on the appropriations of these things. It's a goddamn embarrassment. It really is. Anyway, let's go back to the story. More than 220 public corporate companies applied for at least... I don't know if you can hear that. I'm going to be like the Lawrence O'Donnell guy. There's always somebody creeping the fuck around when I'm doing this. It's the middle of the night, and there's... I don't know what's going on. It's like a teenage fucking dance party in this place. Jesus Christ. The boys better go out tomorrow and run some laps around the house. All hours of the night. Hope you're listening to this when I'm long gone so you know you are noisy fuckers. Anybody out there ready to choke out their kids? Welcome to house arrest. Oh man. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Anyway. Check. Actually, I couldn't take it anymore. I had to take a break and go yell at somebody. It's, I want to thank the assholes in DC for making everybody, you know, putting everybody on edge and ruining the entire emotional, psychological fabric of our country for your stupid little fucking games. And I hope you all end up in fucking prison before it's over. And we're going to do our goddamnedest here to make sure that we uncover every one of your little schemes for what you've done to this country and the people in it. So put that in your morning coffee. More than 220 public companies applied for at least $870 million from the government program that was billed as for small businesses without access to other sources of capital. That includes $126 million for three public companies affiliated with Texas hoteler Monty Bennett. One of those firms, Ashford Hospitality Trust, applied for $76 million in 117 separate loans. The most by a single company, according to regulatory filings. And they got it. They got the money. And when your small business goes down the drain, don't worry about it. This big hotel company, they got your money. The LA Lakers, they got your money. Next time you see LeBron get cramps in the NBA Finals and he can't finish the goddamn game because he's half a woman. He's got your money. They got your money. Don't worry about it. Wouldn't see Michael Jordan cramping up when the chips are down. Notably, the total excludes massive car dealer Auto Nation, which says it applied for and will return $77 million from the PPP because the firm hasn't disclosed the moves in regulatory filings. Yeah, so AutoNation said, give us $100 million. They got $77 million. And now all the other places, like I said, the controls are off the rails. Okay? You can't get the money. And what, you're suddenly going to get a letter? This probably goes into some fund. Well, what a mess. The Treasury Department, Mnuchin, what a mess. What a fucking mess, Mnuchin. Jesus Christ. When reached by CNBC last week, several companies said they had no intention of returning the funds, claiming that they had limited access to other sources of money and the programs would help them to pay their employees. Great controls you put in place here. Great, great controls. Yep. Like I said, you should just throw the fucking money from a helicopter. Dumbasses. Don't worry, they got their money. All these guys in D.C. and the Treasury Department, they all got their money safe and sound. Their private money. All the Congress people making money off of this scheme. Either liquidated their portfolios or beefed them up. Don't forget, we only know about the ones who are dumb enough to file to update their financial disclosures, okay? Or who just don't care if they get caught because they know they're above the law. It's unbelievable. Okay, I don't know where we're at on time because I had to take a break and threaten one of my offspring. But I'm back now and we... That means extra editing for me this hour of the night. Trickle-down economics, right? Other people's mistakes, you have to bail them out. Aren't we seeing that now as a country? These idiots on your television screen, the White House telling you what to do. And we're all suffering because of it. And it all runs downhill, right? Everybody's cooped up in their house. Feel bad for parents who have to suddenly, on top of your own career, whether it's still ongoing or not, now you have to become grade school and high school teachers to your kids. Like I said, man, these people can't get away with this. The people who are responsible for overhyping this, and they can't get away with this. And I think there's trouble ahead. There's friction ahead. Let's just leave it at that. Headline, Bill Gates attacks U.S., praises China. Quote, China did a lot of things right at the beginning. Unquote. This fucking guy. CNN's Fareed Zakaria. CNN's asshole, that's what we'll call him. Ask, it's such a better flow to it. Ask Gates, quote, how would you respond to the charge that the Chinese covered this up? They essentially deceived the rest of the world, and as a result, they should be held in some way responsible for this, unquote.
Well, I don't think that's a timely thing because it doesn't affect how we act today, Gates claimed. China did a lot of things right at the beginning. Like any country where a virus first shows up, they can look back and see where they missed some things.
China has falsely claimed that the coronavirus came from the United States Army, tried to cover it up by silencing doctors and journalists who were trying to warn the world, told the world that there was not evidence the coronavirus could be transmitted person to person when they knew for a fact that it could, intentionally lied about how bad the outbreak was, and tried to cover up deaths, and is allegedly continuing to withhold critical information about the outbreak. God. That's a mouthful. Yeah, Gates, who just stroked $100 million check to China for no reason, quote unquote. Oh, just because he felt like it, you know. Maybe China did a lot of the things right at the beginning because they actually have some type of vaccine that prevented it from spreading, or maybe they just killed a lot, like millions of people, and just incinerated their bodies. Who knows what went over there, but we are getting information on some of the things that did go on over there, and Gates is going to have a hard time in the future. And I guess I can't say anything about that now, but stuff going on in the White House, let's just say, behind the scenes about Mr. Gates, and we'll leave it at that. We should be breaking some things on that relatively soon. Nobody else is going to break it, believe me. Because even if they have the information, they're bought and paid for. They won't take this guy on because he owns a lot of people and a lot of businesses and a lot of universities. And hopefully this is going to, I think it's all going to come out. I don't know if it's necessarily all going to come out by the federal government because I think they're bought and paid for too. But some independent media and some patriots will help bring this stuff out over time. Now, whether True Punter writes something or I do a podcast on Thomas Paine podcast and it gets out, it's hard to say, but you have to start somewhere. Studies have repeatedly shown that had China taken action earlier, the outbreak could have been reduced by 95% and could have been regionally contained. Who says that they wanted it to be regionally contained? I mean, if you're China, you're looking pretty good right now. Your economy is humming. Everybody else in the world, major players in the world, first world countries are struggling. It's kind of naive to sit there and think that they would wanted it to have been reduced. I think what happened is what they wanted to happen. The people behind it. And I think it's also naive in this article to think that factions in the United States didn't have something to do with this as well. I mean, the Cold War boogeyman shit is over. These people are all about a global economy and one world government. You don't think they worked together? Evil factions in both countries to make this happen. Now, yeah, there might have been accidents and things like that, but it'll all come out. I think it'll all come out. we'll do our best to get a lot of it out. Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, claimed on Sunday that he believed that China allowed international flights to continue out of China during the outbreak because the Chinese government knew it was going to devastate their economy, and they didn't want the rest of the world, in particular the United States, passing them by while they suffered severe economic damage. More bullshit. More bullshit. Cotton knows what the fuck's going on. He's just posturing on the news to make it seem like there's some kind of like, they didn't want the United States passing them by while they suffer severe economic damage. Okay. It's much more complicated than that, as we're learning day by day. So I like a lot of the stuff Cotton says, but remember, he is a senator. And he was making some early warnings. I gave him credit for that, but this kind of stuff it doesn't jibe with what's coming out in reality. This was intentional. It's been planned for a long time. And as time goes on, we'll see that. This isn't like conspiracy stuff. There are things being developed. There are things the FBI are working on that will never see the light of day. They're so shocking and alarming. We'll get into that as time goes on, and maybe in the next 24 hours. Headline, yes, hospitals get paid more for coronavirus-coded patients, even if they haven't been tested. I don't even know how long we've been doing this for, because I had to split the fucking files. Hospitals get a 20% add-on for COVID-19-coded patients, and roughly three times as much if such patients are placed on a ventilator. In the beginning of April, physician and state senator Scott Jensen notified the public of the policy and later emphasized on Fox News that anytime healthcare intersects with dollars, it gets awkward. Quote, right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you get paid $13,000, Jensen said on the Fox program. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much. Cha-ching! Ka-ching! I mean, come on. That's what's going on here. Speaking to USA Today, Marty McCary, a surgeon and professor of health policy and management at Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, said, what Scott Jensen said sounds right to me. Ooh, PolitiFact checked in. You know, we know PolitiFact's such an incredible source, right? Of mental midgets. I'm not even going to read the... wait a minute. Who wrote this story? The Daily Wire. They're citing PolitiFact and Snopes. Next story. Fuck's sake. All these stories are on a main story called Pain in the Morning on True Pundit with the date. So it'll be Pain in the Morning 4/28/20. If you want to read the whole stories, I cruise through them and highlight the good parts and sometimes make fun of the way they're written and the stupid parts that they have. Anyway, that's part of the fun we have here. It's real, real laugh riot. That's house arrest. Quarantine's a real laugh riot. You have to spice it up somehow. New headline, drug overdose, and we're going to finish up here, I think. There's a bunch of other stuff. Hold on for a second. Let me check these stories out. All right. We'll do a couple more. I have no idea how long we're going because, again, we split the files. I had to stop for a brief intermission. I should have taped that. You want to see something entertaining? That would have been entertaining. Drug overdose, head trauma deaths added to coronavirus death toll. 37-year-old California man who died of a drug overdose has been added to the novel coronavirus death toll. Though the death of the unidentified man was caused by a drug overdose, he also tested positive for coronavirus, which was coded as a significant continuing condition. Great. Last month, a 61-year-old Pennsylvania man died from a head injury, and he tested positive for COVID-19, and he was added to the death toll. Great. In separate news, they just added John F. Kennedy's assassination to the death toll, along with Abraham Lincoln. So that's good. Oh, wait a minute. Julius Caesar was also added to the coronavirus death toll. Wow, that's weird. I thought he was stabbed to death. I guess not. Oh, he was stabbed to death, but he also had the virus. Okay, so they added him too. No wonder the numbers are getting jacked. Oh, boy. Earlier this month, leading voice on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Dr. Deborah Birx, explained that COVID-19 deaths in the United States have very liberal recording guidance, noting that anyone who tests positive for the virus and dies would be included in their numbers of coronavirus deaths. Jesus. Here's what she said. I think in this country we are taking a very liberal approach to mortality, and I think the reporting here has been pretty straightforward over the last 5 or 6 weeks. Really? I don't think it's been straightforward at all. It's been about as straightforward as your stupid models, which were a complete disgrace, and more's going to come out about this Birx bird brain. Don't worry about that. And she should be under indictment by the time we're done with her. But of course she won't be, because who knows why. It's beyond me that this woman is not under some type of at least one federal investigation, if not two. We'll leave it at that. We'll circle back to that in the near future. But rest assured, a lot of dirt's coming in on all these fraudsters, and that's what they are. New headline, top elections lawyer, vote by mail is the most massive fraud scheme in American history. First Amendment lawyer, famous for Citizens United, has taken up arms against a new foe, all-mail voting. And that's mail, M-A-I-L. We're not going to repeal women's right to vote. So relax, women out there listening. Jim Bopp Jr. Well, you should have been a singer. Jim Bopp Jr. filed 2 lawsuits in federal court last week, one in Nevada, one in Virginia, to stop officials in those states from mailing out ballots to everyone on their voter rolls, not just those who request them. Democrats have been trying to register everybody in the country and then fight purging the rolls of ineligible people, and now they want to mail ballots to every single one of them, says Bopp. It's just like, talk about the most massive fraud scheme in the history of America. Makes Tammany Hall look like a bunch of pikers. Or the Pendergast machine in Kansas City looked like they didn't even know how to steal elections. Tammany Hall reference. I like that. Pikers is like a name for gypsies. If you weren't, this guy might be from the UK. Pikers is a definite European word. Anyway. Let's see what else he says. All-mail voting is not, and we'll end on this, I think. All-mail voting is not the same as absentee voting, because absentee involves the voter requesting an absentee ballot, usually by mail with a signature. Some states have more stringent requirements than others. In Kansas, for example, people requesting an absentee ballot are required to send a copy of the driver's license or state ID with the application for an absentee ballot. That's good. In New York, all you have to send is 2 wrappers from Taco Bell and your name written in crayon on one of them with an address, and you get an absentee ballot. You probably get 2 of them, actually. If you send in a second wrapper in a different color crayon, you get a second absentee ballot. That's New York. In California, they just mail them to your house. In California, they include absentee ballots in the publisher's clearinghouse mailing. You don't have to order any magazines to vote. That's how bad it is. That's about it for today. There's a lot of stuff that's coming down the pike. Keep an eye on us on TruePundit.com. No, on Patreon.com/TruePundit. There'll be some stuff for sure in the next day or so. I think Tuesday night we'll be breaking stuff, and then Wednesday on the podcast, some interesting stuff. We have a good interview on Wednesday on the podcast having to do with coronavirus and having to do with Fauci and having to do with Burks and all these Sanhedrin of weirdos and crooks for some reason are still in the White House. I can't. Well, that might be coming to an end. We'll have more news on that too. So keep it glued to True Pundit. Thank you for supporting us on patreon.com/truepundit, where I'm doing a video podcast, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and we're happy to keep breaking our asses out there to provide stuff no one else seems to give two craps about in the news media. I'm sure 2 or 3 years from now they'll take credit for it and repackage it as breaking news. Most people understand where it came from years earlier. So thanks a lot. God bless you. Hang in there. Till tomorrow. Have a good day.